You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for over 33 years. And in our outdoor living hour, we have a regular format where the first Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau in. The second Saturday of the month, we have an arborist. The third Saturday, a gardener. The fourth Saturday, an urban farmer. So what happens to those magic months that happen a handful of times a year where we have a fifth broadcast? We like to scour the state and find interesting topics and people that tie into the theme of outdoor living. And all things outdoor living require a common element of water. And so we've got a great program today talking about water because, unlike a lot of these headlines, drought causing juniper deaths in central and northern Arizona. I agree, that's bad. Globe Water discussing 13% rate hike. San Carlos Lake, driest it's ever been in its history, as early as it's ever been in the summer. Colorado River going through a mega drought. State careening toward water shortage crisis. But in the same article that they mentioned that, is the point we want to talk about today. And it states that this is the worst period it's been known since 1576. That's been a pretty long time ago. There's another report by Science Daily from University of Arizona's Laboratory Tree Ring Research that says there was another mega drought that spanned 61 years from 1118 to 1179. So the point is, history repeats itself. This isn't the first time Arizona's been through a drought system, a mega drought, but it's the first time we've done it with this many people. But we also have a big infrastructure that's never existed before. And to talk about that, we've got Central Arizona Project Canals Colorado River Programs Manager, who spends more time on the river than probably the combined population of the city of Phoenix, Mr. Chuck Colum, joining us. He's actually on the river in Yuma right now to talk about the Colorado River programs. Welcome to the program, and thanks for carving out a little time this Saturday morning.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's always great to share about the Colorado River and how we're currently managing and how we're preparing for our future.
Managing and preparing is key. I pulled two quotes that I have heard over the years, both from Farm Bureau presidents. One, former President Kevin Rogers, that said, because of the lack of water Arizona has, when it was a developing state years ago, the amount of infrastructure that was built into the system to sustain our water resources puts us in a better position than a lot of states that naturally have more water than we do, and that infrastructure is what we're going to talk about today. And current president Stephanie Smallhouse often jokes that, you know, in Arizona, in the desert, in the Southwest, your whiskey's for drinking and your water's for fighting. And that fight for that precious resource between the lower Colorado basins, what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to start, Chuck, with the chain of command, because you have the Corporation Commission that sets the rate for water. You've got water users associations like AMWA and the Colorado River Water Users Association that help conservation. You've got ASU Kyle Center for Water Policy Management, the Department of Reclamation, the Department of Water Resources. Where does that chain of command ultimately peak? Who's at the top of that?
Well, so one of the interesting things about the Colorado River is that a lot of people claim to be at the top of the chain of command. One of the truths about that is that regardless of how you answer that question, our success has always stemmed from collaboration and cooperation. Arizona learned a hard lesson in 1968 after crushing California in the Arizona versus California litigation, where Arizona sued California. and one at the U.S. Supreme Court, because we needed Congress to approve the Central Arizona Project, California, because of their political strength, inflicted the junior priority. That means Arizona is the first to suffer shortage because of their political power and the loss that they took in the Supreme Court. So since that time, since 1968, Arizona has worked collaboratively to solve Colorado River issues. To directly answer your question, the Secretary of the Interior believes that she is the top of the pyramid, and if pressed, we would have to agree with her.
And then all those other departments that we mentioned fall below that, and they all have their own individual responsibility on water delivery, water management, water reporting. That all goes to that collaboration that Chuck's talking about, working together to make sure that we have a sustainable future for everyone in the desert Southwest. Now, CAP is just one of three groups that draw water out of Arizona, and I want to make that point because one of the headlines I saw that I really didn't like that said, you know, if this first tier shortage is implemented, Arizona could lose one third of its water supply. Well, that's not true. The CAP is a third of Arizona's overall water supply, and you guys aren't even taking your full allotted amount right now. We're doing such a good job with our water management that a tier one rationing isn't a big reduction on what we're currently utilizing.
And that's a great point. I think that the way to think about it is that the paper allocation for Arizona is going to be reduced by a third. The Central Arizona Project, because of what I just mentioned about the political compromise that was reached in 1968, CAP is the junior priority between Arizona and California. So we will take all of the reduction, which will be about a third of our water supply. And as you pointed out, we have been conserving a third of that amount every year since 2014. So we have been preparing through our conservation programs for the shortage that we're going to experience in 2022.
And you made a great point just before the interview started when we were talking off air that, yes, these headlines are bad. Yes, we're in a drought. Yes, we have a serious situation. But the point and the reassurance we want to bring to the Arizona homeowners is there's a serious plan to handle it. And the rest of this segment and next, we're going to be talking with Chuck about what that plan includes. It's very hard to get specific down to the homeowner because CAP is a wholesaler, but water supply is what they do, and there's no one better to help educate us, the Arizona homeowner, than Central Arizona Project Canal. So what's that first step in that plan, Chuck?
Well, as you noted, the drought is causing a serious water supply challenge, but we've been working for decades to have a serious response, and we have developed a drought mitigation plan that was created through consensus and collaboration both with our partners in California and Nevada, but most importantly within Arizona with a coalition of tribal water users, cities and towns, and agricultural users, all within the CAP system, working together to address the shortage that we're going to experience in 2022.
And I think the important thing everyone needs to be thinking about as it relates to them personally at their home, you know, individual homes don't use a lot of water, but still, there's a lot of homes, and that adds up. And if we can do this collaboration and feel minimal effects of, you know, the restrictions that could be in place, that just prevents additional additional legislation that's going to mandate and force restrictions. You know, if we can do this voluntarily, isn't that a lot better than having mandates and penalties and fines for, whatever they're come up with in the on the legislative side of things?
I think that's a great point. I think one of the things that Arizona is and should continue to be proud of is our willingness to take action before there's a crisis, and to do it voluntarily, because Arizona is a big community of water users. It's not just CAP or the Arizona Department of Water Resources. It includes tribes like the Gila River Indian community, the Colorado River Indian tribes, Salt River Project as another water provider, the city of Phoenix, the city of Tucson, and all of our water users. If we all work together, we can reduce the impact of some of these reductions. We can't make it snow in the Rockies, but we can work together to address those impacts when they come to us. And that means at the homeowner level, to be a good steward of the Colorado River that's being delivered to you, and recognize that your water rate may increase because of a future drought. The increase is to provide a more reliable supply in the future.
Well, hang on. We've got we can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. Time for our first break. We'll be back with Chuck Colum, Colorado River Water Programs Manager, Central Arizona Project Canal.